This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Get back to the Cashman Stearns stare-off as the Yanks and the Mets need to do a lot. And it's not, well, you know, this guy who could maybe pitch in the sixth inning, or, well, maybe this guy could pinch hit. No way. I mean, my point today is, and we'll get back to these calls, the Yankees and the Mets, I wouldn't say overhaul, but massive mainstream additions, either neither team is going to win a World Series. It's just not going to happen. So I think it's amazing theater to watch how Stearns operates with this pressure. He's got the payroll now. He's got an owner who's going to, you know, basically do whatever he wants, I would imagine. You know, he values prospects because of where he's from with Milwaukee. And then you got Cash, who has pounced many times, including last year, Jazz Chisholm, who's been awesome so far. A bit of a flawed player with a few things, but a much, much needed infusion of talent. He's used to this, but now he's just got to beat out a lot of other teams. This might be the most active trade deadline we've ever seen. I mean, maybe a little hyperbolic there, but it just, you get the sense everybody's looking to do something, including our teams. Who wins? Who wins the stare down? Stearns or Cash? All right, so the David Wright stuff. Now, Sal had an advanced preview, and I just got too wrapped up. And I, you know, we usually get those in the media, which is definitely a cool thing. Like when a documentary comes out, they'll send it to us and we get a chance to watch it before, you know, it hits whatever network it's going to be on. And he sent it to me before I went on vacation and I just couldn't jump into it. Then I was on vacation and obviously got a lot of family things going on. So I actually watched when I got back. You know, SNY was running it all the time, and I recorded it and I watched it in totality. And first of all, I watched it over the weekend. First of all, very well done. It was awesome. And if you know me, and I feel like, you know, many of you do, at least in terms of what I love and what makes me tick to an extent, the footage of him as a young player in Virginia, my God, just awesome. So awesome. But what you get from David Wright is everything that's right about our New York athletes. I mean, if you really think about the conversations and the hopes and the criticisms and everything in between, isn't it all rooted in just wanting somebody like David Wright, you know, who was, when he was healthy, an awesome player? And I tweeted this over the weekend. I'm not going to recite it verbatim. I don't have it up. But the gist of my tweet was, listen, one thing we know about David Wright, when he was at his apex, he was great. It's not like, well, he was really good. Well, maybe a Hall of Famer. I mean, if you think that and you're not sure, I don't know what to tell you, because the David Wright that I watched for a good 5 or 6 years was a Hall of Famer. To me, that's indisputable. I think he was that good. And what happened to David, based on the circumstance with the injury, is that, you know, we were able to see even more of his character in despair, physical despair, and I'm sure emotional despair. You could just tell, like, his speech on Saturday when he said, you know, I wanted it as much as you did. Like, that was a poignant statement. We know what he meant. Because how many times do we say, I've said this a lot, we just want, one of the reasons why this is going to sound weird, but one of the reasons why I take, I don't know, joy is the right word, but it makes me eventually feel better, like when we yell, and I mean yell, about certain things, not stupid stuff, but real stuff, about a lack of effort, is because at the end of the day, don't we just want to know that our players that we invest a lot of time and money in, don't we just want to know that they care about it as much as we do? And, you know, on some level, they probably can't because it's their job and it's our passion and there's a difference. But
this season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And also, they didn't grow up, even though David Wright, that's one of the other cool elements, you know, growing up in Virginia, watching AAA, you know, he grew up a Mets fan. But like, you know, I'm trying to think of a good example here. Goldschmidt didn't grow up a Yankee fan. Yeah, he's got pride in being a pro because he's a diligent pro, but it just, that's what we want. And when you see it, and when we watched it with David Wright, especially when he lost his superpowers as a player, the character that was revealed to me is, it's not anything that I want to gloss over. I love that guy, man. I was thinking about this, and all of my, Hoff, we've worked together even before, you know, me and Sal, we've been together a couple of years now. You know the list. Come on. Ewing, Mullen, obviously Mattingly, always number one, Wayne Krebet. You know my list, right? And I really don't have any other players that, like, mean that much to me that wore different uniforms because I respect a lot of people, but that, like, that almost clearly never going to be the same, but almost on the same level of the guys that mean that much to me, like, that wore different uniforms is really nobody. David Wright's the closest thing to being on that list in a lot of ways because he parallels Mattingly with the injury. Although, we got to keep it real, and this is not a diss, but, you know, Mattingly, you know, peak Mattingly, better than peak Wright. Let's just get that out of the way. But David Wright was a Hall of Famer. And when you see, you know, and I knew his dad was on the job back in Virginia. He was a police captain, lieutenant, very high up in the department out there. His mom, just a teacher, and just the way they grew up, and just the what they instilled in their family. I mean, geez. If you have a daughter and David Wright shows up at your doorstep on prom night or to ask, you know, as a dad, permission to ask your daughter to marry him, you drop down on one knee, you look up to God, you say, thank you. Thank you, God. If your son has a best friend like David Wright, you're like, man, he knocked it out of the park. You're rolling with the right crowd. He's just, I love him. And his speech was phenomenal. Because it hit the mark. It really, really did. So great job by David Wright. Great job by the Mets this weekend. And the documentary was awesome. And it was just really, in a lot of ways, kind of sad too. Because when you care about something that much, I know nobody wants to hear it, but you know it. Not every player cares about the sport like we want them to. a little bit of a paycheck for many people, you know? David Wright wanted to win for you. Wanted to win for you as a Met fan. And I can't, even to this day, you can tell the tone in his voice, like, so appreciative for you as a Met fan, you know, how you showered him with praise and how you embraced him. All that stuff is so clear. But you can just tell that this man is going to live the rest of his life. I don't want to overstate this, but like with a tinge of regret and athletic remorse and the unknown and the things you can't control, that's a hard thing to do. And that's one of the things that I think we too often gloss over because, you know, it's not the part of the story that anybody really wants to talk about. You know, the injuries or the heartbreak or the investment and the emotional investment that just is uprooted because of something you can't control. Because you're trying to make some hustle play, diving, you know, basically on your face at third base, and your body just goes, something cracks, and then the stenosis, and then the MRIs, and then, well, when you're hurt, you can't practice. You know, same with Mattingly. You can't do that T work. You can't be a grinder. You can't take a million ground balls. He is an exemplary New York athlete, man. He's just everything that we want. He respected you. He respected the uniform. He respected the game. He respected his teammates. A+. Massive Wright fan. Well done. And he really deserved this weekend. Was sincerely happy for him. All right, 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the fan. Let's get back to these calls here. How about Kevin in Monroe on the fan? Kev, what's cooking, buddy?
Hey, not much. I'm just listening to you talk about David Wright. And, yeah, like, I agree with everything you said. What I love about Wright the most is that he, like, if I could play baseball, like, he's me if I had the athletic ability to play baseball. You know, he wanted to be a Met. He stayed his whole, he stayed through all of that mess the Wilpons put us through with Bernie Madoff and everything. Mm. He decided, he stayed with us. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, like, I mean, I can't say enough about how much, like, he's, to me, in my lifetime, you know, Seaver aside, he's the greatest Met of all time. You know, he passed Piazza a long time for me. I mean, I love Mike too, but yeah, I mean, David Wright is everything like you wish your player to be. Like, he wants to win. He wants, you know, and like that's all I could really say. It's just if I were blessed enough to play baseball, yeah, as growing up a Met fan,
uh-huh,
and I could have been on the Mets, I would have stayed even through the Wilpon stuff. I would have stayed and tried to win. And if I didn't, I would have wanted to, you know, I'd regret it the rest
that's,
of my life.
That's the guy that you would have wanted to emulate. I totally agree. You know, we use the term every day. I mean, how many times have you heard baseball player? Baseball, he's a good baseball player. Oh, he's a great baseball player. Hey, he's all right. He's an all right player. But baseball player has many different connotations to it. One, it's a literal job description, but I think we all mean when you say, that guy's a baseball player, we all know what you mean. And there wasn't a thing that he couldn't do. All right, you know, you need him to, against whether it was Mariano, that, you know, that ball to center field, or one of the, you know, stud closers back in the day, grind out a professional at bat, and where you're basically getting nothing to hit, and you know, nothing in your wheelhouse, and you got to hit a rocket to right field to get the guy in from second base, base hit, walk off. Like, David Wright can do that without striking out. You need David Wright to score from first base on a double, you know, head first dive, and, you know, show off the wheels a little bit. He could do it. You ignore him. I mean, David Wright had 20 plus steals a couple times. He could steal a bag. You know, a little blooper down the line, that sick one-handed grab. Sick. Sick. You know, bullet to his left, get up, throw a rocket across the diamond. Yeah, he could do that too. Oh, you throw him something inside, let me just drop the barrel of the bat and hit it 430. Yeah, all right. Now, you know, he doesn't have Judge or Cespedes power like that. But, I mean, the man hit many moonshots. Like, what couldn't he do on a baseball field? He was a baseball player. And when you're a home run hitter, you don't appreciate the other aspects of the game. I mean, just a home run hitter. Because from the time you were a young player, you didn't really do those things. Probably weren't a great defensive player, didn't run the bags great. But when you're a baseball player, like David Wright, you know, baseball player like Derek Jeter, like that kind of player, not to necessarily equivocate the two on that level, but, you know, loosely, you know what I'm saying? When you're a baseball player like that, I just think you have a better respect, a healthier respect for the game, because every moment that you've devoted to the game has included every aspect of the game. You ignored nothing, because if you did, you wouldn't be able to do all the things that he did on a field. And that's why it hurts even more when it's taken away from him. I don't know how many hits were taken away from him. I don't know how many, that ridiculous configuration to open up Citi Field, how many bombs that took away from him. I don't know how many silver sluggers were left on the, you know, on the operating floor when he had surgery. I don't know. But it was a lot. Let me get Danny in North Bergen, BT in South. Danny, what's going on?
Yeah, hey, how you doing, BT? Yeah, I just wanted to chime in about David Wright.
Okay.
I had my mom, I used to take care of her back in the day, and, you know, she had Alzheimer's, and she watched the games for me and all, and she knew all the players, you know, and stuff, but the last couple of years, no, but she knew Wright. She knew David Wright. She always loved him, and, you know, it sent chills through my spine when I was watching it last, you know, yesterday and stuff.
She just loved
Wright.
I can see why. Danny, when, I'm sorry to hear that about Alzheimer's, is just horrific, but was she able to still recognize him even as she kind of got a little state later?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, she knew Wright. She knew David Wright. She always asked about him, you know.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, I used to watch every game, and I was taking care of her, and she knew all the players and all that, but like I said, the last year or so, she really lost it, you know, and she passed now, but I'm just was crying. I'm tears now because I know she loved him, you know.
I'm sensitive with a lot of stuff, too, man. I'm sorry to hear you choking up, but thanks for sharing that story. Yeah, I get it, man. There's just certain things where, whether it's a certain player, a certain moment with a team, it just takes you back to a time period, you know. Thankfully, my parents are still getting up there a little bit. My dad's still hobbled around the golf course, you know, with a reconstructed knee. And, you know, my mom has had a few things, but they're healthy. And thankfully, thank God, they're still with me. Same with my in-laws, battling some stuff, but still here. But when you lose somebody, and it happens to all of us, eventually, you're going to have those flashbacks and a lot of, you know, the players and the moments, like his mom with Alzheimer's with David Wright. So I appreciate you, you know, sharing that with us, dude. I get it. I do. Javier wanted to jump back in on the Yankees and Colmack. Javier, BT and Sound on the Fan. What's going on?
Good morning, BT.
Hey.
Just to talk about David Wright, he was a great player. He's one of those great guys that played the game that didn't have to be coddled. Didn't have to be told that he didn't hustle, nothing like that. You know, going back to what you were saying, that all these players nowadays being coddled and soft-handed, you know, soft gloves and stuff like that, which is something that I have a problem with being a Gen Xer, because I didn't grow up with that type of coaching and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem that I think a lot of Yankee players have, I mean, the Yankee fans have with, let's say, Aaron Boone and even the hierarchy. Because they coddle these players, you know? It's something that goes back to, like, these participation awards, where they give them these things for something they didn't earn, and they don't, we don't want to hurt their feelings, we don't want to break their spirit. No, sometimes you have to break their spirit in order to build them back up.
Yep.
And that's the problem that I have with, say, Aaron Boone. And I'm sure a lot of other Yankee fans have a problem with also, because he's not that hard-nosed, like, let's say, maybe even Girardi. When, you know, like how he was with Sanchez.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I pointed that out. That's not his style. And that's something I, you know, and I like Aaron. I respect him. I've always said he's a good manager, and I like him maybe more than some of you. I tend to point out the roster more so than any Aaron Boone deficiencies, but he's obviously got a few, and I'm on the record with him. You know, he's fiery with the umps. I wouldn't mind seeing a little more fire publicly with the players, but you're not getting it, man. I mean, it's not like he's been here for a year. Been here for a long time now. This is who Aaron Boone is. Now, it's also an asset, and I've also said this before, like, when you're the manager of the Yankees and you feed into that stuff, like if he a little bit more like Girardi, that becomes a talking point. And that, you know, it's okay, but if it becomes too big of a talking point, now it distracts from the team. One thing that Aaron Boone is great at is kind of keeping things moving, you know, playing awful, bad on the bases, bullpen stinks, whatever, this guy out, this guy hurt, this guy in a slump, Volpe, you name it. Like, you never get the impression that it's the end of the world. And sometimes I want that impression because it seems so dire, but he doesn't give it to us. And that's by choice, not because he's afraid to do it. I promise you, behind closed doors, I think Boone's a lunatic. Just see, with certain things. Just see the way he gets after umps. Get into that story, I think, next. I don't know if I hold it off long enough. I'll tell you the Little League story. But, you know, when he rips into umps, like, he's predisposed to have that aggressive, combative side when it seems fit. So it's not like he's aloof or afraid to do it. It's just the modern athlete's a little different, very different, than what many of us, depending upon your age, are used to. Boone knows it. And it's the way it is. It's the way it is. And it's not going to change. Even when Aaron Boone is eventually gone, whether it's 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, what do you think? They're going to bring in the Billy Martin 2.0 in the year 2033, 2026, or 2036? No. I think it's going to get further and further and further away from what some of us clamor for. And I don't even clamor for it anymore. I used to. But I finally realized it's like that day is dead. It's not going to happen. 888-808-1019. It's BT and Sal on the Fan. Brought to you by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. So, we'll get back to the Yankees and the Mets here. Obviously, the pressure on the GMs to salvage these seasons. Otherwise, it's another empty New York season with no championships. Neither team's good enough. I want to get into some of the Sauce and Wilson stuff. I was away for that. The David Wright stories. I thought the Mets did an awesome job. He was awesome over the weekend. And I've teased it enough. I'll just tell you what happened with the ejection. I'll do that next. I know why you're waiting for it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.